Hey, you guys, welcome back to week 6, and we are talking about our mastering of commitment this week. If you follow any of my blog, you will get the details on some really cool ways to master commitment. But I wanted to zoom in on this topic, but keep it brief this week. And I wanted to remind yourself that when we're working on anything for self-growth or getting a restart in an area that we want to get control over, we need to adapt ourselves to what we actually are needing. So don't lose track of who you are and what you know. And so it comes down to the basics of the fundamentals of who you are. You need to remember, first and foremost, your reasons why. And if you can commit to knowing why you must get to this new goal, you will be able to bring it down into bigger light for yourself to stay committed. Now, accountability to yourself is number one. You need to be willing to be accountable to what your needs are and what you're doing today and what is not working today. Now, comfort in discomfort. It is a fundamental skill of yourself. If you are not prepared to feel discomfort, you will not commit 100%. And finally, how the environment will shape you. We need to expect that our commitment will have barriers and barricades, and it will have obstacles that we need to remember through our commitment. So keep your journey of self-growth fresh and alive and new, but most importantly, keep it true for you, okay? So when we do anything and to master our mind to commit, we need to remember those fundamentals, and we also need to remember to make time for everything else that truly matters in our life. So learn what it is that you are willing to compromise. You will notice conflict will arise, but you have to fight for it effectively and constructively through self-talk and to find that solution that will get you to the win. So remind yourself intuitively why you have come to this decision and why it matters. As the blog can kind of focused on, lots of commitment comes from our conscientiousness with it, our confidence in it, and our commitment really will go through various stages. It will go through the emotion of commitment. You started something because it was exciting. You need to keep that alive. But you will also hit areas that if you don't commit, there's a fear underlying your why. And you have to identify what that fear is and remind yourself to go back to the feeling of what could be. It will keep you focused and driven on your goal. And finally, you have to take commitment and understand the sense of obligation that you applied to it at the beginning. You were obligated to get through this from the start. How do you keep that obligation going day in and day out? So that is the journey of mastering commitment. It allows for us the opportunity for fulfillment. It can be your purpose, and it is never too late to learn it. So I'm hoping that you read the blog, because it really does offer a ton of detail on how to master commitment and to really commit to what is important for your why. You're not doing this just because it was fun at the start. You need to know why you started. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I know that one was broad and short, but I believe for the next 6 weeks, these small little tips can help bring your goal back to light and your ability to get through the noise of life. So have fun trying and keep reminding yourself your fundamentals of who you are and your why.